I had a phone call from a listener that told me about a story out in Wisconsin. And of course, my regular listeners know that this involves Mr. Stephen Magritz. It regards him being put in prison under the guise of a USA Patriot Act for what was called paper terrorism. And I got involved when I started investigating that story. And in investigating that story, I conducted interviews with a number of individuals. And the short story of this is that Mr. Magritz was saying that what had happened was an attorney out there, a public official attorney, county attorney, had removed some files from the clerk of the court's offices, which he could not do, and caused this Mr. Magritz to have a property that he owned foreclosed upon and taken away from him. This started a chain of events that ultimately led to Mr. Magritz sending out certified letters to all the county supervisors out in this Osage County, Wisconsin, telling them of what he believed was a crime committed against him by this county attorney. And he pled with them to please have this matter addressed. He sent these letters first to the county supervisors in an official capacity. They ignored him. He then sent it to their home addresses via certified mail, well documented, telling exactly what he needed to have done. He wanted to have this crime that he believed was committed against him addressed and an investigation done. They ignored that. He gave them 30 days to respond. They ignored him. The attorney that he was accusing of doing these things, his county council out there, was telling all the other members of the county board of supervisors that he was connected to, just don't respond, just don't answer. Well, this Mr. Magritz went forward and continued to send these notices to him and said, look, if you don't respond to this in 30 days, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be filing liens against your personal property. They didn't respond again. He gave him more time. Ultimately and finally, he did file these liens against these public officials. And when that was done, they then had him arrested and declared and called a paper terrorist, which was coined by the local newspapers there, and ultimately had him tried and put in jail. He was online for 70 years in prison until I became involved in the matter. And I sent a letter to the sentencing judge on the morning he was about ready to sentence Magritz. Magritz got 5 years. I truly believe they should be setting Mr. Magritz free when the investigation begins.